I, the great Maligna, was the master of this city. I controlled the entire underworld. Thousands trembled at my name. I, the great Maligna, called the shots. I said who lived, and I said who died. Even the police were at my beck and call. If I wanted something done, they did it. If I wanted something brought to me, they brought it. And I had women and men at my fingertips. If I wanted a fuck, if I wanted to see an orgy, all I had to do was say the word, and I had it. I was the master of my domain, and I bowed to no one. But then, that accursed Spock man came, and he destroyed my empire. He took away everything I worked for in the name of justice and good. Bah! He humiliated me in front of the entire city. And I lost everything. Everything. And so, I am here before a disgusting weakling such as yourself, reduced to this. This humiliation. But I am the great Maligna. I would not be defeated by that worm. I will return. And you will help me. And that, my dear client, is what you buy today. You buy the dignity of the great Maligna. So, if you want oral, it's $300. If you want to fuck my vagina, it's $500. Anal is $800. But you must pay up front because the great Maligna does not do IOUs. So choose. Very good. The money seems to be in order. Good choice. Oral it is, then. Let's see your cock. Ah, it is a nice cock. Shall the great Maligna debase herself by sucking on it for you? Shall you watch as I humiliate myself with a lesser human? Yes. You like seeing my lips around you, What? You! How dare you! How dare you burst into my apartment? I, the great Maligna, will not suffer this indignity. Wait. No. Dear client, don't leave. Oh, you. You've just driven off my client. You, Spock man. Get out. You've already brought me down. I have no more empire. I have no more servants. I cannot serve you or help you or even fight you. What more do you want from me? What? No. I refuse. I will not. No. I will not service you, Spockman, my arch enemy. How dare you? I, the great Maligna, will not suffer this indignity. How much? 10,000? Well, I could use the money. I hate you. You must know this. I hate you, Sparkman. But I have always wondered what was in your pants. I always imagined that it was a small, shriveled little thing. Well, you probably heard me with my client. You must pay up front if you want my services. Wow. You really keep that much in your costume. Sparkman is a stranger fellow than I ever expected. Well, Sparkman, let's see if your ding-dong has some spark in it. But first, let me count these hundreds. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well, I'm sorry. You are a superhero, but that doesn't mean you're trustworthy. I'm a villain. Of course I don't trust you. I don't trust anyone. And I'm your arch enemy, fool. Well, it does seem the money is in order here, so drop your trousers and let me see your little spark. Not so little. Well, if I must, I must. Do you like tongues, Sparkman? How astounding. The Sparkman tastes like any other man. I wonder what you look like under that hood. Yes. Sparkman. Yes, groan. Groan for your arch enemy. Do you like my tongue, stud? Feels good on the underside of your cock, doesn't it? Yes, it does, doesn't it? Are you feeling weak in the knees, Sparkman? Yes, I'm sure you are. You cannot resist the lust of my mouth. You must be feeling the weakness flowing through you. The weakness of your lust and your hunger for my mouth. This is the worst indignity you could have forced on me. Do you enjoy seeing me this way? What? But of course you enjoy seeing me this way. Of course you do. But, Sparkman, there is something you do not realize. I, the great Maligna, always suspected you would come. Come here to heap your humiliation on me. And so, are you getting close, Sparkman? Yes, come for me. Yes. Oh, humiliate me by coming in my mouth. Come for me. Oh, yes. Oh, you came for me. Oh, I'm sure you're feeling it now. That weakness. Yes. You have been the victim of my plot. Yes, my plot. My cleverly prepared plan to defeat you. I knew you would come for me. I knew you couldn't resist feeding me your cock in misery. So I prepared. I made a tongue stud of the one thing that makes you weak. Yes, that's right. That stone that saps your powers. Alamanonite. That's right, your very own kryptonite in my tongue, draining you and making you weak. It's been rubbing against your cock for the last few minutes. Oh, yes. Yes, fall to the floor. You feel it now, don't you? Your power's ebbing away. Would you like another blowjob, Sparkman? Oh, yes. Yes, the great Sparkman defeated by a blowjob. Have some more. Do you feel it? The stud pressing against you, draining the last of your strength. You may have made me into a lowly sex escort in a hole of a slum, but you, Sparkman, you have become my victim, my prey. And now, with your weakness, I'm going to remove your mask to find out exactly who you really are. And then I'll reveal it to the entire city. So here we go. Are you ready, Sparkman? Don't worry. I'm videotaping the entire thing. And now, let's remove this mask. Oh my god. Oh my god, what the hell? You? Holy crap. You? Yes, damn it. Of course I have a regular voice. All supervillains talk in English accent. Just stop trying to change the subject. Oh my god, Joe!
Fuck! We just committed incest! You're Sparkman? My own brother? Oh my god, I didn't know how the hell I didn't realize, but... Oh my god, you pervert! Okay, you know what? I am totally grossed out right now. I can't believe you do this! The loyal, clean, and good Sparkman? To your own sister? I mean, at least I have the excuse that I didn't know who you were under the mask. I mean, I might be a supervillain, but even I wouldn't trick my own sister into giving me a blowjob. What the hell is wrong with you? Fuck, what would Mom say? No. No, don't bring that up. No, we are not talking about me. All I've done is blown up a few buildings and stolen $1 billion worth of gold a few times. But incest? Oh. Look, I'm going to get the lead box for my tongue stud, and we're going to have a serious talk about your perversion. Oh, and you're going to give me a loan to get back on my feet. Or I'm totally telling Mom on you. No, I will. So help me. Good. Now stay there. Well, of course you'll stay there. You're immobilized by the Alamannonites. I'll be right back. Fucking pervert.